The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Yevamos Daf Tzadik Beis, we're still holding in the sugis, which discuss extensively the authority of Chachomim, the authority of Beis Din, and how much authority Beis Din has. And one other point that's discussed over here, a little bit in the Indian, is Machlokes of Nachman and Ze'iri in the Gemara Tzadik Aleph and Tzadik Beis, whether a woman that gets married, the Chlan son, a woman gets married al piyed echad, she's nisus al piyed echad, and then we find out that her husband was alive. She was over in Chavi Krisus. Eishes says she's bechemet. B'chorech Chavi Krisus chayv a korban chatos. But she did Alpi Bezdin. She didn't stop to a shaking. She did Alpi Bezdin. The Gemara calls the Machloikis Hamiron whether she has to bring a korban or not as a defining if she's also Bahiroa's Bezdin. Nises Alpi Eid Echlod, which is Alpi Bezdin, Alpi Bezdin's authority. Not two Edim came to her, told her that she's allowed to get married. She got married. That would be called she made a mistake. Whether she'd bring a korban or not, she would be in the car. She's doing Alpi Eidin, but she's not doing Alpi Bezin. But if she does Alpi Bezin, she has a Hirosh, she has a Psak. How could a person listen to a Pesach and be considered as doing an Averu that he would have to bring a Korban? Of course, it's an Averu, but would it be considered an Averu that it should be B'chai of a Korban? Is it a Hirosh, a Pturim in Korban, or it's a Tois? The Bezin made a Tois, there was no real Hirosh, Bezin was Toya. There's no error, in which case you would have to bring a korban. It's not a matter of fault or not fault. They're not arguing whether she's at fault or not. The question is how to legally define what she did. Is what she did a shoygeg based on her toys and there was no error? When a person listens to a error of Beis Din, we have the whole Maseches Horeis where Beis Din Gadol paskin something. The whole Klal Yisrael listened to them. It turned out that Beis Din Gadol was chayz, they retracted, they were wrong. Everybody in Klai Yisrael ate a certain piece of meat from the kishkis of an animal, and then it was decided that that's chelev. If all of Klai Yisrael listened to Beis Din HaGadol, so then we say that the Averu wasn't what they did, they listened to a Hero. That's Hero, Beis Din HaGadol Paskin. The Averu is in the Hero, Beis Din HaGadol would have to bring a special carbon called Shigig HaSa'om, and it's not the carbon of each individual, it's a carbon of the Beis Din HaGadol. That's the subject of Mishnah's Hoiris. Hoiris Miloshin Hero. It's a natural extension of the Mishnayos of Sanhedrin Makkos Shavuos, which talk about the authority of Beis Din. Hoiris speaks about the authority of Beis Din Paskin, that when Klal Yisrael listens, what they're doing is they're not doing an Aveir, they're listening to Beis Din. Beis Din has the Aveir for being Machshel Klal Yisrael. They have to bring their own car. Over here, when one person listens to a Beis Din based on the evidence that came from the Beis Din Paskin, unfortunately it turned out it was wrong. Chalila, we shouldn't hear such stories, and they probably aren't such stories. Let's leave the Machloikis at a theoretical level. On a theoretical level, Beis Din made a mistake. Rav Nachman and Ze'iri have a Machloikis. The Machloikis is not whether there's something called Hoiro, which is Mafkia, which takes away the shame Averu from the individual. The Shaila is only, you look at the Lashon the Gemara, whether listening to Beis Din, who legitimately passed Pi Eirechot, is considered Hoiro. We say no, if the Eirechot was lying, then the Beis Din passed based on wrong information. The Beis Din was a Toya, there's no Hoiro. Turns out that there was no psah. Now, in Hoiris Beis Din, like we said, that's the subject of Hoiris. Over there is a machlokes of Yehudim v'Chachomim. If a yochid that does al pi Hoiros Beis Din, there is no shigigas tzibur. The carbon that's brought over there is the shigigas tzibur. When Klal Yisrael was over there, what happens to a yochid that did al pi Beis Din? There's a machlokes of Yehudim v'Chachomim. L'chayra, what's the machlokes? If this that tzibur is potter, why is the tzibur potter? Why doesn't every individual have to bring a carbon when it was based on Beis Din HaGadol's psak? Is the pshat that when the tzibur did the avera, is because we don't look at each individual as doing the avera by himself? For example, like we said, they paskin on a certain cut of meat that it's shuman. It turns out that they paskin wrong, it was chelev. Came over with Kabbalah, that piece of meat is nichlal on the iser chorus of achilas chedev. So do we say now that each individual didn't do his own aver? The klaizel was choyte as a tzibur. You can't bring a carbon yochid for an aver is tzibur. A carbon yochid is an aver of a yochid. Each individual brings a carbon chalila rachman, someone he does an avera chilul Shabbos or whatnot on a personal level. What happens if everybody did that avera together? So we look at that avera as not individual. We look at that avera as something tziburid, something that was done by the tzibur together. The carbon is a carbon tzibur. Bezdin brings the carbon on behalf of the tzibur. That's one way of understanding that din. The other way is the way that we just explained a few minutes ago. The pshat is that since they listen to Bezdin, the pshat, it's not their avera. They listen to Hayro. What could go wrong if a yid listens to what the Bezdin tells him? The avera is the Bezdin's psak. So the Bezdin brings a carbon. In that case, what about a yochid? Even though he's not a tzibur, but the yochid listens to Bezdin, he also has Hayro. So would he bring a carbon? That is a machlaik. L'chayr, it should be totally in the machlaikis. There are those that want to be totally in the machlaikis. Rav Nachman and Zeiri in the Machlokes Tanoim. It's hard to understand why the two Machlokes should not be tolui in each other. Reb Chaim discusses the exact understanding of these dinim. Reb Chaim has Torah in Perek Yud Gimel Hilchos Shgogos. Now, when we say a carbon tzibur, let's go back to that concept. That's a carbon tzibur of Hayro. What creates the dynamic that's called the tzibur, that the averu was then done by the tzibur? A bezdin, let's say, in Tzfas, Paskin, Kach v'kach rachmal, and so there was a story not long ago where a few dayanim, we'll say they're not dayanim, it's not a real story. There's a few people that claimed to be dayanim, they were shown up to be quasi dayanim. Paskin, that a person who was a, what we call a vegetable nebuch, a person who was on life support, we could write a get on his behalf with tzchiyah. There's a vehicle called tzchiyah where it's like shlichus. We could write a get on his behalf and give it to his wife Nebuch, who's living with her husband on life support. Could you do tzchiyah on ksidas get? It's clear in the sugyas and paiskim and the rishon my friend that it can't be that way. G'dayli hadorin eretz Yisrael were chelikan on these two, like we say, it would be want to be dayanim vehemently. But let's say I'm just using that as an example. There were matar and eshes ish. Let's say the woman goes and gets married, she's a bechavi krisos. And let's say they were real dayanim and it wasn't based on political maneuvering and trying to find favor and so on, which was the case over there. Let's say we would say that a bezna has a right to paskin. They paskin in all erluch sense of psak. They found out there was a kabbalah otherwise, but it was a local bezna. They paskin for a group of yidin. Would that be called that those yidin did aver together as a tzibur? The only place where we find that Kleisol is called a tzibur in this context, that what they did is a tzibur is only if the psak came from the Bezna Godel. Only if the psak came from the Bezna Godel Yerushalayim. Bezna Godel represents Kleisol as a whole. It's not a local Bezna. The Sanhedrin Godel represents Kleisol as one unified individual. When Kleisol came to the Beis HaMikdosh, they were considered Ki'ish Echot. They were considered the whole Kleisol was together. Lashon of the Gemara at the end of Chagiga is that all of Klai Yisrael appeared to the Ribbono Shel Olam as one. That's the end of Seder Moed. The fusion of Klai Yisrael into one being is the crown of Klai Yisrael coming together on Yom Tov. That is the Klai Yisrael's Hashros HaShchinah. And that is the Metzius of the Bezna that was Samach Venir to the Lishkas HaGozes. The only Bezna has a Koyach of Din Nefoshes is only when there's a Bezna Lishkas HaGozes, because that's the Bezna that has authority to represent the Ribbono Shel Olam. And they represent the Ribbono Shel Olam to Klal Yisrael as a unified whole. When we're talking about a local Bezna, even a Bezna of Chav Gimel, that Paskin, the Sanhedrin, that was not the Bezna Godel, that Bezna would not have the authority to create the dynamic of Tzibur in Klal Yisrael. So there's an interesting Chiddush in the Chiddush of Avram and Ahor, over here in Yevam. So Avram and Ahor is a Rishon that was found later on. What's interesting about it is that there are many unique Yeshuvim Keshver Ramas, from the only Rishonim that spent quite a bit of time in his writings, not a Pirush on the Rambam, to explain how the Rambam had a unique, in many places, unique reading of the Gemara, which would be Miyashim, the Psalm from the Rambam. It's extremely valuable, sometimes, to get a new perspective on the Gemara, in order to understand the Rambam's viewpoint on the Sukkah. The Kedusha of Aram and Ahar, it was not well known 150 years ago, it was just discovered on several Masechtas over the last 100 years. Rav Avram ben Ahor says over here in Yevam, it's one of the Masechtas that we do have this Kedusha Mitzav Yad. Rav Avram ben Ahor says that a Yochid Ha'oise, even the din that we have by us of Isha Shemisa Pibez is a Yochid Ha'oise, this that we say that she would have a din, maybe that would be called Shedin Bahiro the Machlokes of Nachman Ze'iri, and she would be potter, is only if she went to Bez Nagodim. Otherwise, it doesn't have a din of Hoyro. That means that he holds that it's not only the Korban, the Shem Korban Sibur, the way we explained, that's for Bez Nagodim. This that gives a tois, a Shem of Hoyro, and it's not Naveru, and a Melo that would be a Ptur from a Korban, that's only for Bez Nagodim. Lamaisa, this Chiddush of Avraham Nahor is not accepted by the Rishonim. Rashi, in the Mishnah Bayos, Tosis and Hoyri is that base, says very clearly that the din of a Yochid, whether he'd be mechuyev to bring a carbon or not, this machlokes that we're discussing is in any best. It's poshut that according to Rashi and Tosis, the pshat is that we don't need a hoyro, you know, to be definitive in the name of all klai. So we need that it should be anybody who does not be bezin. You can't consider him to be at fault if he listens to bezin. If she listened to bezin, bezin told her she got married. She got married. It's not her fault. We look at her as an onus. So for that, you need a bezin agadol. Any bezin would be enough. If she went and asked her local Orthodox rabbi, not a bezin, no. That's one thing. But if she went to a bezin, if she followed proper procedure, the bezin unwittingly was mater, then the halacha would be that that would be considered hayra. In the context of just defining her avera as an oinis and not as an avera, that would be mechayev a korban, would be the same thing. Lamaisa, the Rambam paskins that there is a chiyuv korban. Luchas would tell us two things. First of all, that up here, a local bezdin, there is no din of hoyro that would render the mice of the woman getting married not a mice of her, she'd be mechuyev to bring a korban. It is a mice of her, it's not considered, and second of all, she's not considered an oinis. And that's a little bit harder to understand. I understand maybe it's not a hoyro, instead of a hoyro, we would call it a toys of the bezdin. She didn't have a psak. She thought the bezdin passed on. The bezdin was wrong information. That's not a psak. That's a mistake. She has a psak. She thought she had a psak. But what about the other taina? Is it her fault? Shaking means the level of fault. She's an oinis. She did what she was supposed to do, what any good Jewish woman is supposed to do. She took the evidence, she took the evidence, she went to Bezin. Bezin told her, Yidina, Mrs., go get married, Gesundheit, build yourself a life. Was she supposed to do otherwise? Wasn't she supposed to listen to them? How could she not be considered an oinis? Interesting, we have a discussion in Shulchan Aruch where the Taz and Ebn Ezer in Yud Zayin Hilchas Agunis, in these halachas, in Sif Nun Ches, there are more paskins over there b'shem the Tshuvas HaRashba, that if a woman got married al Pibezin and was discovered that her first husband was alive, she'd be an Anusa. What does it mean Anusa? She listened to a Bezin, she's an Anusa, she's not considered to be awesome to her first husband. I have to correct something. The Taz is not talking about a case where they discovered that her husband was alive. In that case, we say we have clearly bas in the sugis that she's not an oinis. Because Isha's daiko mitzvah, if the husband was alive, that means she was not daiko mitzvah. We're talking over there when Bezin made another halacha, there was a kedushin, they thought the eidim were this, were that, they thought the kedushin was possible. And they passed him that she's allowed to get married to somebody else. Over there, the Taz says, the nisis api Bezin reis anusa, she's not also to her husband. And that's the psak of the Ramah. The Taz is matmiya. Based on our sugi, he says that if we pass him that she's mechuyev v'shagi, that means that her ruah's bezdin would not render the getting married a hero, would not render it an oinis, would be considered a shagi, should be mechuyev to bring a carbon. What's a fascinating discussion is over there, they discuss a sugi in Sanhedrin that talks about Palti ben Laish. What happened was Dovin HaMelech, after he killed Goliath, was married, kefi, the promise of Shaul HaMelech, to Michal Bas Shaul. There was a falling out. Again, what do we understand from these things? The Shaul Bechir of Klal Yisrael, David Bechir at Tzadikim, showed that what was going on with Shaul and David was not a petty story. But Shaul, there was a falling out. Shaul held that David HaMelech has to be considered a Roidiv, has to be considered a Roidiv the Malchus. He was Merachik David. He paskin al pi the psak of his bezna, the whole sugi and Kedushin, and Sanhedrin, that the Kedushin, that David HaMelech was Mekadosh Michal, his daughter, valid. Mekadosh B'milva, all Sugi and Kedushin, Alam Dush Sugi. It was not a political decision, it was a decision of Pibezin. He married her off to Palti Ben Laish. The question is over there, discussed whether Palti Ben Laish, it says it could be that he did not, was not Mekabal the Psak of the Bezdin. It says that he did, all the years she was Mesiachid with him, he was not bole, did not touch her, and when she went to be taken by David, he cried that he lost the Nisoyin, such a great Nisoyin of not living with a woman who is living al pi bezdin with him, based on his Yerushalayim. In any case, in that discussion, it says over there, Lagabi Palti ben Laish, that even though he had a right to be Bo Leo Ayidei Bezdin, the question is discussed, if he would have been Bo Leo, whether he would have had to bring a carbon or not. In that context, the Taz is Matmi on the Psak of the Ramo. So how do we understand? Why would we consider somebody who listens to Bez not an Oymis? So L'chayra, we have to say that when a person is an Oymis because of something that happened to him, or something that's beyond his circumstances, the decision that he made is not considered his. The decision that's not considered, the decision that he made was not his, so then we don't look at the Maisa that he did as being something that he'd be Mechuyev a carbon for. Kilu an oynis rachmana patri, the way that Achrenim say, an oynis rachmana patri is a chsun in the maisa. If the person is an oynis, so they were talking about when mamish, where somebody standing on top of him with a gun. For instance, let's leave that aside. We're talking about somebody who was forced to bow down on top of a tzar. That's more complicated. Let's leave that aside, because over there is a chiv yarg vayav. If a person makes a decision and he was an oynis, he was coerced into that decision, then the maisa that he does is not responsible for in terms of oynishim, in terms of a carbon. When a person was given information, the decision to get married was hers. It was a right decision, but it was a decision. She made the decision. The maisa that she did was maisa. Again, we're not talking over here klapi shemaya, fault or not fault. We're talking over here about definition. When a person is an oynis in terms of what he does, that oynis makes it the maisa can't be mechayev of a carbon. When a person is an oynis in terms of his decision-making process, the information that he had when he made the decision was faulty or inaccurate, that could be. But it was his decision. And he did what he did based on his decision that he's responsible for the maisa. Of course, he's a shoykin. But he's not an oynis. So oynis means that the maisa was coercion, not that the decision was done inaccurately, and because of that he did the maisa. That l'chay would be the chilek over here. Again, this is not a svara klapi shemaya. In Tosis and Naflam and Helmet Beis even says that when a person listens to Roiv, he's also an oynis. The person, let's say, what does it say over there? That a Yavam was Baal Yavam, there's a Roiv, the Roiv Noshim. Misabrois, what we have is like this. We're trying to figure out if her husband died, we're trying to figure out if she's expecting a child. Chazal said the roiv noshim huka ubram b'teich shalosh chadoshim. Your husband died 3 months ago. There's absolutely no sign. She's no physical sign that she's pregnant. Then we discovered that she's pregnant. Something was something wrong with her that her pregnancy didn't show up. They didn't have ultrasounds in those days. There was no, her period didn't stop. There was no physical sign of a pregnancy in the first 3 months. She has a roiv noshim hukros ubrois b'teich shalosh chadoshim. She got married. We assume that she was not pregnant. She was Mekabah, she was Nisiyabim. The Yavim, her brother-in-law, was Bala, then it was discovered she's pregnant, she has a child. She wasn't Oymed Amedzli Yibim, there's a Chiv Chorus there. Of what Avesh is up? Tosfos says that based on the Roiv, she had a right to get married, she had a right to be Nisiyabim. My Havalalim Evet, she's an Oymed. For some reason, information that one gets from Aden is considered information that then one's decision is theirs. Based on a roiv, the pshat is, because roiv is not information, roiv is a reality that's in front. Even though Eidus is stronger than roiv, the exact definition of this is not so clear. Another example, a more simple example would be, a person was bo al ishtay shaloi b'shaz vesta, she has a chazoka that she's not going to see dam, and in the middle of, while they're together, in the middle of the tashmish, she was piercing nido. It's bo al b'shaz nido, so he's not chayv a carbon. He had a chazaka. He was allowed to live with her. There's no reason to assume that she's going to see Dan right now. The loch is his potter. We don't say there's mistaken information. He was bold, he didn't know that it was Dan there. Why? So Ned Yudah grapples with this question. Ned Yudah explains like this. He says that Roiv a chazaka, even if it turned out that she wasn't Ubez, turned out that she did see Dan, the chazaka was definitely true. The woman had a chazaka that she's not going to see Dan. There was a Roiv that's true. There's a roiv b'shas ma'isa that most women that are not hukah uvim are not pregnant after 3 months. That roiv b'chazok advir. The reality on the ground was a reality that would say that he was allowed to live with her, that he was allowed to live with her, that he was allowed to be Mishamish's wife. And that reality means that if the reality was that she was from the miut, or she was from against the chazaka, it's against reality. Reality means that the ma'aseh is not a ma'aseh avera. It's a ma'aseh avera that's from a reality which is meshunadik, which is not normal. That's already a chason in a ma'aseh avera. That's a p'tur on a carpet. Masha'enkin, when there's a psak made in bezna pi edus, edus means that the edim said what they said. The bezna paskin based on their ability to listen to the edim. If the edim are lying, the psak of the bezna is based on nothing. It could be that it's not her fault, but the decision, and the decision of the bezin does not render her an oinis, because l'maisa, there was nothing there. The psak of the bezin that's based on information, which is false, edus, which is false, is not a psak. A psak halach, which is based on a roif, is a psak, because right now the reality is kefi the roif. The reality didn't change, there's still a roif. There was a roif that Noshaman, Enim Nisabas, and Lehu Kurubas. There was a roiv, there is a roiv, and there always will be a roiv. The fact that she's from the miut doesn't negate that mitzius. If it's done in tandem with the mitzius, and there being a roiv, that's not to be considered a ma'aseh avera that's biyodo, she's an ernest, she'll be part of the comments. Here we have an interesting discussion, but the breaking down the gedarim of when a person can do the same ma'aseh in different circumstances, and defining whether that avera is his ma'aseh avera. Whether it's Klai Yisrael's Ma'aseh Avera, whether it is Ma'aseh Avera, Bezin's Ma'aseh Avera, whether it is Ma'aseh Avera, or whether it's a Ma'aseh Oinis, is all told in the Pratim of this Sugya.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.